The information included in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Nothing discussed here is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast.
Hello everyone, this is Victoria Porter. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. You're listening to the Healthy Hot Springs podcast from the Razorback Campercell Studios. Health is our most important asset, and on this show, I sit down with local health professionals to discuss opportunities and strategies for you to get healthy hot springs. Today in the studio, I have Laura Tinney. She is an occupational therapist in private practice here in Hot Springs. So welcome, Laura.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Excited for you to be here. I know we have a great topic that we're going to talk about. So tell our listeners just a little about yourself. And, you know, I know that you have a very personal reason for the career that you chose. If you will just kind of talk a little bit about that.
Okay, I'm an occupational therapist. I own my own business called Hot Springs Hand Therapy. I decided as a young adult that I wanted to be a certified hand therapist and that I hoped to own my own clinic one day. And that was really my passion and my mission because of a personal experience I had when I was 18. I was in a car accident in which a man fell asleep at the wheel of another vehicle and crossed over into my lane. And my car flipped 3 times, and it was a bad accident. I nearly bled to death at the scene. My hand, my left hand, was injured pretty badly. It was degloved, in which it was pulled off and it had to be reconstructed. But because of that situation and my being a patient in a hand therapy clinic, we didn't really have a hand therapy clinic here at that time. I went over to Little Rock.
Right.
And I got to meet a lot of the hand therapists that are kind of the gurus of hand therapy in Arkansas. And I met them a long time ago as a patient, and I became interested in hand therapy and decided to change my major from journalism to occupational therapy. Physical therapists can also be hand therapists, but most certified hand therapists are occupational therapists. And we specialize in rehabilitation of the upper extremity, so the hand, wrist, elbow, and shoulder. But I really felt really devastated by losing my left hand. At that time, I had a music scholarship. I had a full ride, full academic scholarship, and also I was a baton twirler. And so I was really devastated at the time. But after seeing that God could bring something good from that bad thing that happened, it's definitely a bad thing, but it turned into a good thing in my life. And I'm in the right career. I don't ever get tired of what I do. I love helping people. I love doing hand therapy and being an example of what's possible to patients. We are definitely good therapists. I work alongside John Roach, who is awesome. He has worked alongside a lot of hand therapists at St. Bernard's in Jonesboro, and he works with me. But one thing that's so special about our clinic is that we help patients to kind of find that motivation within themselves to overcome whatever situation they're going through. So we're going to provide absolutely the best care that is possible. But also there's this other side to our clinic where without even trying, I feel like we offer an environment where patients are encouraged and they find a lot of support there. And even in the other patients that they meet when they're in the clinic. And that just happens really naturally in our setting. And I think that's why we've been so successful, is because that's such a key component when patients feel like they're really cared for, and we do really care for them, and we want everybody to get better and to get through what they're going through. That's what I think makes the big difference, is when that clicks on for a patient, when someone's able to see, hey, I can do this and I can move forward and I can get through this situation no matter what it is, whether it's a little finger injury or a stroke, or we have kids that have autism. We have all kinds of diagnoses that we see. What I think occupational therapy is. And I just happen to have that certified hand therapist specialization, which, by the way, only 50% of people pass that. And there's only like 30 of us in Arkansas.
And I believe that you're one of the, are you the only one in Hot Springs?
I'm the only one that's here consistently. Okay. We have another hand therapist that comes over, some from Arkadelphia to help. But I'm the only standalone OT hand therapy clinic with a certified hand therapist on a daily basis here in Hot Springs. And so we are very specialized, and there's not a lot of us, like I said, in Arkansas that are available here in Hot Springs. There's several in Little Rock.
It's wonderful that you don't have to travel to Little Rock. You can, you know, have that taken care of here. I'm sure that people, You have an understanding of what people are going through on a level that a lot of other, you know, of course, all doctors strive to understand what patients are going through, right?
Yeah.
But having walked in those shoes, it's completely different, I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It definitely is. I know what it's like to sit on the other side and be a patient and not know what to expect or not be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I know that sometimes that can be overwhelming, and there are some speed bumps that everybody takes as they're on this journey to getting better, and everybody has to face those ups and downs through a rehab process. And I can confidently say, like, I know that you're going to get through this. I know we can help you. And helping a patient see that and find that within themselves, that it's going to be okay and that they have support, that is one thing that I think that occupational therapists are great at. Just, I think that's what OT is about, is helping patients be able to find a good quality of life no matter what they're going through, and be able to move past that and overcome whatever it is that they're going through.
I like that you spoke to this, you know, because me as a mental health provider, in the medical field, we hear a lot about, you know, the mechanics, I guess, if you will, of healing and the things that you're going to have to go to. But oftentimes that mental aspect of the struggle,
right?
And how, what a difference a certainly like a traumatic accident like that, where your life changed, like everything about you, you know, kind of shifted because you lost the use of a hand, right?
Right. So, exactly.
Yeah. So I love that you have an understanding of that aspect of this journey that people are going through.
Right. And I'll be totally honest, after my accident, I was very down about it. I probably was on the edge of depression at that time, and I was able to make a decision. Either I was, and I have a lot of faith, and that really gets me through a lot of things, but it's a normal thing to go through after, especially an 18-year-old young girl losing a hand. And I was probably on the edge of that. And I found a lot of strength in my faith. And I made the decision that either I was going to let this take me down, or I was going to make the best of what I had and max it out. You know, max out everything that I have available to me to use still with my hands. And that's what I did. I went back to ASU and I tried out for the ASU major at line and made it. And was able to do that. And I feel like I had to prove it to myself that I could overcome that situation and still be able to reach my goals. And in the end, it gave me more drive. Mm-hmm. But definitely going through that, there is that time that patients go through. It's normal to grieve that loss, mm-hmm. even if it is something that you used to be able to do and you can't now. Mm-hmm. You still have to go through that grieving process, and we definitely understand that. And some people automatically can get through that on their own. Some people have that within themselves. Some people don't. Some people have to have help to be able to find that strength or that have that little bit of encouragement to be able to move through that and have that support. And I think a lot of that is, it could be environment too, and the support mm-hmm. system around a patient. Mm-hmm. So when someone doesn't have that and they come into our clinic and they're able to talk to me or John and all the other patients in the clinic, mm-hmm. It provides that, not completely.
Alone, right?
Yeah, you're not alone. Yes. And I can get through this, and there's a light at the end of the tunnel. But we're not a 100% answer to that. You know, definitely mental health services are great to have for someone that's struggling to get through a traumatic experience. But we are definitely a part of that. Therapy is a big part. Occupational therapy, physical therapy is a big part of helping patients to get through that rehabilitation process. And you're right, it's not only physical, it's mental, it's emotional. And being able to know that, you know, I didn't expect to see myself here, but I'm here and I can do this, you know. And then moving forward and kind of restarting your perspective on your life. And not everybody goes through that. Sometimes a little finger fracture, you're going to be fine. Yeah. We can, but we do have a lot of patients that have a lot of traumatic injuries. So,
so let's speak to your what you do a little bit. You say you're a hand therapist. What does that mean? You do hand therapy.
So I specialize in treating conditions of the hand, wrist, elbow, and shoulder. But I also work with patients that have had stroke or spinal cord injury, traumatic brain injury, neurological conditions that limit the function of the arms and hands. And so whatever is the underlying cause of someone not being able to use their hands or their arms the way they need to do their daily activities, whether that be just taking care of themselves, going to work, taking care of their kids, participating in leisure activities. We have baseball players we see. You know, we are great at getting baseball players better. We see patients that want to play golf again, or just anything, any goal that you can think of that would be affected by the hands not working well for somebody. Those are conditions that we treat. So wrist fractures, tennis elbow, rotator cuff repair,
carpal tunnel.
Carpal tunnel, okay. Thank you. Yeah, that is one we see on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. But not only do we do that, we see patients that are in car accidents that have bad injuries, patients that have amputations. We work with kids that don't have hand strength for handwriting. And so we are a clinic that we're a pediatric clinic, but we're also a hand therapy clinic. So the kids that we do see get the best of both worlds. They get the hand strength side of things and the hand function side of things, along with the pediatric clinic services that you would receive at any pediatric clinic, because I've got those certifications too, like the handwriting without tears and the therapeutic listening to help kids with autism, with attention and being able to modulate their nervous system. So,
and I believe that you said you were, aren't you doing some equine therapy?
We do, just because I know that helps kids so much. I see so much progress getting the kids outside of the clinic. It helps to really open up their world. So if you think of someone with autism always being kind of in like a zoned out stage. Mm-hmm. So you know how when you're stressed about something and you kind of, you zone out for a minute and you kind of wake yourself up like, oh man, you know, I was really in my head. That's where they live, like all day long, is in their head. So it's not that they're not in there, they're processing information, but they're always in that kind of state of mind where they're just overthinking in their head, or they're wrapped up in thoughts in their own mind. And so getting them out of that is the first step to being able to help them with anything else. So makes sense. If I want to help them with hand therapy, like the use of their hands, we have to get them, you know, outside of that world that they're in their own mind. And so I have experience with hippotherapy from working with kiddos when I was younger. And I met Katya, who owns Sunshine Therapeutic Riding Center, and asked her, hey, can I bring some of my kiddos out that I'm trying to work with the hand therapy stuff on, the handwriting, the fine motor skills, visual motor skills, and because I know that this is going to help them.
Right.
And so, you know, of course, we got our kids out there, and getting a child on a horse is like opening up their world. So I don't know if you've ever ridden a horse before. I'm from the country, so I grew up riding horses. So it kind of gets you feeling things in the present, because you have to be really mindful of the horse. And horses are so in tune with our bodies. They can hear our heartbeats. And if we're not in tune with them, you know, you're not going to have a good experience riding a horse, you know. Right. So whenever whenever you ride a horse, it just helps to open up your world.
It almost kind of like activates
the nervous system.
Right.
Yeah, it does.
Right, because your legs and, you know, everything is in use. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Right.
It's so therapeutic. Yeah. You have to use your body. Your core muscles are activated,
yeah,
and that activates our attention to things. And as you're riding, you know, kids begin to look around and see the world, and they just come outside of whatever thought process they've been stuck in. And so we take kiddos out there and we ride horses.
So it's not like we're envisioning riding horses though, right? So there's like a, you know, there are volunteers there, walking on
each side. Sidewalkers, yes, exactly.
Yeah, keeping them safe.
Yeah, we don't just pick kids up and let them go. No way. So it's very, very controlled. It's a controlled environment. We have sidewalkers. So there's an OT, a sidewalker, a horse leader.
And very special horses.
Oh my gosh, we have the best horses. My heart is just connected with the horses that are out there. They're so great. And they're so great with our kids. One of our horses out there was a friend to a little girl that had gone through trauma for like 10 years, and his name is Steeler, and he's just great with any kid. Mm-hmm. We have some awesome horses that I don't think we could ask for better horses for these kids, but the kids love it. And after we let them ride for a little while, we do activities on the horse and off of the horse. It is amazing how much they will progress. So for example, we had one kiddo that rode for the first time, had never written his name. We were able to, after he rode the horse, have him sit down, and he was able to write his name for the first time.
Oh my gosh.
Because he got so outside of where he'd kind of been stuck at. And so that was pretty amazing.
Right.
And
that is amazing.
The progress that some of the kids make it's amazing. And then we have another kiddo that was just extremely nervous about getting on the horse. His confidence was real low. He's been riding now for about 6 weeks, and he has just got his confidence way, way up. All that nervousness has gone away. He told us he's got a girlfriend at church, you know. So, I mean, so just huge changes like that.
Yeah.
And for these kids. And so that's why it's so important. I think that progress can be made for kids within the clinic setting, but I just don't see it happen as fast as I do when we do things for them, like allow them to interact with the horses. Mm-hmm. It's just so therapeutic.
And just being outside in nature versus inside a room all the time too, right? It's just...
Yeah, we all need that. And these kids do too. And there are definitely bigger gains made when we incorporate things like hippotherapy into pediatric therapy.
I love that.
How many steps do you take if you have a rock in your shoe? Not many. Well, if you have to walk on a prosthetic leg that does not fit, it is like walking with a rock in your shoe. Although there are many innovations when it comes to prosthetic feet and knees, the comfort of a prosthesis begins with the fit of the socket. Michael Kenny is a certified prosthetist who has been walking on a prosthetic leg since he was 16 years old after losing his leg to a motorcycle accident. He is committed to fitting prosthetic legs so they are comfortable, intimate, and optimize ease of walking. Motility Prosthetics has been in Hot Springs since 2015, but Michael Kenny has been building legs for over 25 years. All fabrication is done on site. There are no delays from having to ship to a fabrication house. Adjustments can easily be made on the spot. Motility means the spontaneous ability to move. At Motility Prosthetics, we want you to be able to walk on your prosthetic leg with a sense of spontaneity. Call for a free consultation, 501-620-4800.
Like we can talk about this stuff all day, but we're unfortunately running out of time. So tell me a little bit about where you guys are located. If perhaps there's a parent or someone who's considering coming to see you, like do you require a referral? Can they call you? Just, you know, kind of the nuts and bolts of how your business works.
So we do have to have a referral from either the orthopedic surgeon or primary care physician or pediatrician, and those can be faxed to us at Hot Springs Hand Therapy. We also take walk-in patients, and we can get you the information there and make sure that we can get the referral. from the doctor. We see a lot of patients for Dr. Hubbard at National Park. I don't know if you know anything about him, but he is a super talented surgeon here in Hot Springs that I've never seen anything bad from him. He was in the military, and his job was to put back our men that were injured.
So we've seen a lot of traumatic injuries. Yeah.
Right. And so we get a lot of referrals from him. And that is a good place to start if you have an orthopedic condition that needs to be seen by an orthopedic specialist. And then from there, they can direct you to us or vice versa. But we see patients for orthopedic surgeons all over the state. If you want information, we are available either by phone. You can call our phone number. You can even call my cell phone. My patients have my cell phone, and I'll give it out. It's 501-940-1103. My patients can text or call. And that's probably the best way to communicate with me if you need some information. You're welcome to do that. And we are located in the Stedman's Wellness Center.
Where is that?
That is across from the big Goodwill that's off of Central Avenue, like behind Taco Bell.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we're located on the first floor of that big new gray building.
Okay.
There's a gym there, a physical therapy clinic, and then our occupational therapy clinic.
Okay. And so let's have a disclaimer on your cell phone. You do have a life outside, because I actually give my cell phone out too, but I'm like, you know, on weekends I may not be as available, right? So.
Right. Yeah, we definitely do have three kids, so I will get back to you as soon as I can.
Yeah.
But you're welcome to text me for information, and we'll get you to the right source. And if we are not the right source of help for someone, I will get them to whoever, the provider, the physician, the surgeon, whoever, the physical therapist that they need to get the help that they need. So
So even if they don't have a referral, they can still contact you and just be like, you know.
Get information. Sure.
Yeah, where do I start?
Exactly.
And you can help facilitate that.
Yeah. Right. Before we can treat anyone, we have to have that referral. But if you want to contact us, we can definitely help you get that process started and walk you through the steps. Our referrals can be faxed to us, and that fax number is 501-694-9770. That's the fax number where we receive our referrals, and as soon as we get that referral in, we will contact the patient and schedule an appointment.
Are y'all on social media? Anything
we like are. That? We have a Facebook page, and you can find a lot of information there, too, about Hot Springs Hand Therapy, and we you can message us there as well.
Wonderful. Wow, good information, Laura. I love what you guys are doing, especially with the equine therapy. It's just something different, right? Let's try something different. Something may work for one child that does not work for another,
right?
So let's just try all the options.
Right. Yeah. And I didn't get to touch a lot on this, but one thing that we do see a lot of, too, is arthritis. We specialize in osteo and rheumatoid arthritis and other autoimmune conditions. And we offer some treatments that are not widely available, like dry needling and cold laser therapy and red light therapy. And I have found from my research that treating arthritis with these modalities has been more effective than I've seen before in my career. I didn't always have these modalities available to me as a therapist, and it was really difficult to treat things like osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah.
But I finally found some things that really help with these conditions, and there is some hope there, because I know there are a lot of folks out there that might be listening to this with rheumatoid arthritis. Mm-hmm. There are not a lot of treatment options. That's not true anymore. We do have some things to help them in the clinic now, and I wanted to be sure that we point that out today. We have patients with fibromyalgia and other autoimmune conditions, that psoriatic arthritis, that we are really seeing a lot of benefit with the new modalities that we're providing. And so not every clinic offers that, and not a lot of patients know about it. So I want to be sure to leave that there for them today if they need that help.
And wonderful that it's here in Hot Springs. You don't have to travel, you know, to Little Rock or somewhere.
Yeah, I think that I'm the only occupational therapist that does dry needling. It's like acupuncture, but also we hook up e-stim to it. So like TENS, it's a really deep TENS. It helps so much with pain and inflammation. I was able to get that certification because I am a certified hand therapist. Otherwise, occupational therapists cannot even sit for that class. So that's one thing to know. And a lot of people line up at our door for the dry needling. It's so helpful for pain and for flare-ups, for rheumatoid arthritis. I think that that's probably what our patients really ask for the most, you know, is the dry needling. Do you have the dry needling?
Yeah.
And so once you experience how well that works,
you'll be in line at
yeah.
the door too, right?
Yeah, because it does work. And, yeah. You know, I actually took that class. My husband is a quadriplegic, and I went up to Kansas to get that class to try to help him with regaining muscle function in his arms and hands. And I did not know how I was going to use it in our clinic, but I use it for almost everyone. Now, we can't use it. There are some contraindications that we can discuss with the patient when they come in, but I didn't really know that it was going to work so well. And after I started using it for things like carpal tunnel syndrome and rheumatoid arthritis, I was like, whoa, this really works. And so I did not expect that to be such a big deal, but it really is. And I'm so thankful we have that available to our patients.
Wow. Well, Laura, thank you so much. You're such an inspiration. I hope that some of our listeners, are inspired by you with their own struggles, right? It seems like everything, I'm thinking of this term called post-traumatic growth. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but, you know, it's this idea of these traumatic things that we go through instead of them kind of derailing us and sending us into this dark spiral. We actually take those things and grow from them and
yeah.
improve ourselves and other people's lives. And, you know, you're the epitome of post-traumatic growth, you know, since age 18. So I commend you for that. And thank you so much for coming on and sharing your very personal story.
Yeah, and I want to say, too, that I felt like God had a plan for my life. And I really feel like, you know, everything kind of fell into place for me and continues to do that. And so definitely my faith has been a huge part of this. And I think that's possible, too, for other people, you know, to find a path after traumatic experiences. But there definitely needs to be a support system there and the right people in place to help get them to that point. And I was just really blessed that I had all of that available to me and was able to find my way here to this point. And so I just feel really blessed. Yeah. So,
and blessing others from that.
Yeah,
point.
That's so, what yeah. we love to do. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Laura. Laura Tenney, occupational therapist, certified hand therapist here in Hot Springs at
hotspringshandtherapy.com.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Thanks for listening to Healthy Hot Springs from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Join us every Wednesday as we discuss a different topic related to keeping Hot Springs healthy.